And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we have a great guy in our studio here, Robbie Gant from AFCO. We're going to be talking Ikijimi. We're going to be talking AFCO clothing. We're going to be talking all kinds of stuff that AFCO makes and a whole bunch more. And we're going to be talking about some biting fish, too. Yeah. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mighty 1090 ESPN Radio. The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, today's going to be a great show. Good timing to have Robbie in here.
Yeah, Robbie Gant. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
So, Robbie.
Great to have you from AFCO. You are, let's make this perfectly clear, you are the hardware guy.
I am the hardware guy.
You are the guy that all the stuff that we use to go fishing with.
Yes.
That's what you do.
Yeah, not where. Fish with.
Fish with, yeah. Not where. Fish with. So, one of the newest products is this whole fish care line that you come out with, right?
Yeah, the Ikijimi process.
Yeah. And why don't you give us the history on that? What, I mean, how you came up with all this stuff to put on into the AFCO hardware line?
Yeah, I was trying to come up with just something really cool that AFCO could do that just – you're never going to make a ton of money on it, but it's just good for the industry. You know, like, you know, Bill Shedd does such an awesome deal with the 10%, you know, give back to the industry. It's probably way more than that for how much time he spends doing it. But, you know, what can I do to try to match something that, like, a Bill Shedd would do? And we kind of came up with, there's so many seminars or so much discussion on what to do or how to catch fish, but there's nothing out there on what do you do once you finally caught one. And, you know, I've been brought up with a bunch of anglers that I thought took care of their fish really well, which they do at the time. I mean, we just didn't really know. But then I was fortunate enough with my older job to go to Japan, and I got to see the true process. The problem was they speak Japanese. so we're catching these fish, and they're doing this process, and I've got a million questions running through my head, but I can't ask the guy.
And they're just going nodding their
heads. Yeah, like, you know, what are you doing? But, yeah, so I basically just tried to figure it out. I'm like, well, this could be it. This process, whatever that was, this could be it. So I got on the Internet and just started researching, and I came across it's called the Ikejime Federation. And the guy that runs that, his name is Andrew Choi, and he understands the full process, and he is a full-blown expert in Ikejime. I mean, he knows all the science behind it. He has all the data. And
he's in Japan.
He's actually back east.
Oh, really? And,
yeah, he wanted to bring this out to, you know, to the States for the commercial fishermen and for the culinary side.
Ah.
So when I called him and I started picking his brain on, you know, what do you do? Like, what's this all about? And he started giving me the education, and he said, I'm in it for culinary and commercial. So I thought, well, I don't really care about either one of those. I want to do sport fishing. You know, so let's form like a partnership. So he's basically been training me for the last 2 years on getting educated and all that. And so, yeah, he's just been a great help. The process is simple. You take what you consider a fresh fish, and we turn it into a superior grade fish when you follow this four-step process.
And you've seen the results.
Yeah, definitely. And as you two know, and I don't know if the audience knows, but I don't eat fish. I don't like the taste of fish at all, and for me to get fish in my mouth and down my throat is difficult. And with the Ikejime process, I can get it down.
You can get it down, wow. That's pretty dramatic.
I've said it a couple times on the show. It is, you know, someone who, like, I pride myself in it. You know, we take twice as much ice as the next guy, and we really take our time bleeding and fishing, gilling and gutting our big tuna. And, like, it's a very prideful thing. And just, you know, seeing this couple of seminars that Robbie has done, like, dude, we weren't even halfway there to the potential. And that's someone, I mean, I really do. I'm very prideful in it. Like, and we weren't halfway to the potential of what we could have been doing. It's an eye-opening, I don't know, system, I guess you'd call it. Whatever it is that you call it, it's spectacular.
And it's something that the average guy on his boat can do.
Oh, yeah.
No doubt.
It's easy.
Simple. Yeah. It's like riding a bike. Once you got it, you got it. I mean, it's going to be maybe difficult the first time because you may not know what you're looking for, but once you've got it figured out, the process, it's a four-step process, right? So, and we'll get into the in-depth part, but it's brain spike, bleed, the shinke wire, the wire of it, and then cooling it down. So an ice bath, a slurry. That's it. You know, and bleeding takes a really long time, and the other parts of the process take under 10 seconds.
Yeah. So once the fish has been already iced, it's too late to run the wire?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the process has to be in order. That order.
Yes.
Yeah, in order to be effective. So what exactly, in the steps, why don't you go through the steps, and what does each step do for the quality of the fish?
Yeah, so as soon as you bring a fish over the side, he's out of the water. You know, so the fish is now suffocating. So suffocation, just like you and me, brings on stress. And stress brings on acids in your body, right? Your muscles flare out. They tense up. They fill up with lactic acid, cortisols, and adrenaline. And it's those acids that ruin basically the meat. So we want to make sure the fish stops stressing. So as soon as you get him out of the water, you take the spike and then you basically put the spike in his brain. So the fish is now brain dead.
This is for a rockfish, a yellowtail, or a tuna. It doesn't matter, right?
Trout, everything.
Everything.
Everything you catch, you should follow this process if you want superior grade. So turn off the lights. The fish can no longer suffer from stress. So that's step number one. And you've solved a lot of issues right then and there by just doing that. Your quality has just gone up a notch.
That's an immediate step.
Immediate stuff.
Because every second that you wait after is just more time that it is stressing.
Yep.
So the faster that part's done, the better.
The better, absolutely. And then the second part is, you know, bleeding or exsanguination. So blood in a fish is the fish's largest bacterial load that it has. So we want to get rid of the blood not necessarily quickly, but you don't want it to sit there. And
but still, the quicker the better on
quicker,
everything.
Quicker the better. So simply stated, a lot of guys have their own ways of bleeding fish. We basically just say, open up the gill plate and you'll see the white membrane on both sides. And so you basically just cut that membrane on both sides.
Or rip it out.
Just get them bleeding.
Yeah,
get them going. Bleeding,
yeah.
So you're using residual energy of the fish, right? So the heart is still beating. So you're wanting to utilize that pump to pump that blood out. So if you wait longer, the heart is not going to be beating as good as it would, sooner. So get that blood going. Get them out. And you don't want to skimp out on this process, right? So bleed them out.
This was where one of my biggest deficiencies came from. We always, quote unquote, we always bled them, but we never did anything more than like pop a gill raker and just leave them on the deck and okay, well that's we did our job, and like in the research and in watching what Robbie's talking about, this was the first step that I realized like okay, we could be doing a lot better than we are.
Yeah.
So you want to put like it needs running water or something going over the wound. So fish blood coagulates quickly, and coagulation is blood clots. So if the wound clots, blood cannot get out.
Oh.
So if you have your own boat and it has a hose, just turn the hose on, shove it in his mouth, and just let it rip.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And just let it sit until there is no more blood coming out of the fish, then you've got it. If you're on a boat that doesn't have a hose, every boat's got a 5-gallon bucket, fill it up with water, and then just put them in head first in the bucket. And then you can shake them. And shaking them actually helps break up that coagulation of those clots and will help get that blood out. And you can also take your hand and massage, like, the lateral line of the fish, just, like, push on it, and so you're basically putting pressure on that main artery, again, to help get blood out. You can bend the fish, all that kind of stuff. But once that bucket gets, bloody, pour it out, get yourself some clean, and just do the process over and over again. But you want to make sure you do that until the water is clean. Get all of that blood out. That bacteria is a fillet killer.
Like I was talking to Robbie, how many buckets would you say you often do on like a 15, 20-pound yellowtail? A very common kelp patty fish that we all catch, like how many buckets would you go through on something like that?
It's probably 4 to 5 buckets.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't doing that.
That's yeah, I was doing maybe 1 bucket.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. And better.
Yeah.
Better
and
than
it works. Oh, it's way better.
Way
yeah,
better than not.
Yeah. Put that head down and the other one stick in the center.
Yep.
You change the bucket 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, just to make sure that,
get it all out.
Get it all out. So if it's just laying in bloody water, you don't know if you got it all out. So that's the whole reason why you're swapping it out, is just to see if you've got all that blood out. So once you've bled the fish, here comes the magic part, and this is, kind of what's scary to a lot of people because it's so new, but it's called Shinkei Jime, and it's spinal cord destruction. That's what that Shinkei Jime means in Japanese. So you simply make, a cut on the tail. What I like to do is just take the blade, run it over the tail until I feel the spine, and then I take the top of my hand and I hit the blade. I just pop it. So you want to sever the spine of the fish, but you don't want to sever the tail completely off. If the tail is still connected on the bottom side, which you want, and now it's like a little handle.
Mm-hmm.
So then you can actually physically hold up the fish. You can see the spine, and then you can see the neural canal. So the neural canal is where this cable goes. That actually houses the spinal cord of the fish, and that's what we're trying to destruct. So you simply take that cable, slide it in the neural canal, and slide it up until you basically get to the top of the fish and pull it out. The cool part is that fish is dead, right? And you put that wire in there, and I've had times where the fish starts acting like you just caught it. There's that much energy.
A very dead fish.
A very
spiked,
dead fish.
Bled for 4 buckets. It's now, 10 minutes has gone by. The fish hasn't moved in 9 of those 10 minutes, and it's almost coming out of your hand.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I've had Benito jump right out of my hands.
Really?
When you do this. Yeah. And you'll know when you've got it, right? The fish will make, a reaction. Actually, going back to the brain spike.
Quivering. And
if you hit them, you'll know, right? The mouth flares, or the mouth opens, the fins flare out. You know you got it. Mm-hmm. The same thing when you're putting this cable into the neural canal, that you'll know you've got it.
It basically goes or it doesn't.
Correct.
The cable.
Yeah, yeah. And if it's not, like, convulsing or jumping or see any vibration on the fish, you probably aren't in the neural canal. You're probably just running it through, the back of the fish. So go until you see some sort of an action going on there. And the cool part with this process, or the uniqueness of the Schenke or the circuit breaker wire, is this tricks the meat into not knowing it's dead, right? So it's paralyzed. So this gives you longevity. So most fish, and this just goes back into what's considered fresh and what's not. Well, fresh fish to Pete, it might be, you know, you might keep it in your refrigerator for 2 days, and then after that it's no good. And Ricky, you might be 1 day or 3 days or whatever. But this allows you to keep your fillets in your refrigerator now for weeks.
Weeks. Unfrozen.
And still be spectacular. And actually,
really?
There's a fine line, and I haven't done the study yet to figure out how long is the perfect amount of length, but the longer it sits, the more the meat gets better, the fillet gets better. It's like, it's no different than beef, right? You age beef to make it taste better, have a better texture. The same thing happens with fish. Yeah. When you go to a fancy sushi joint, like a real Japanese sushi house, none of that stuff is fresh. That's aged probably at least 7 to 10 days before it's even served.
Wow.
And what blew me away was, like, I mean, fish. I mean, I can confirm it. Like, fish in your fridge that you cut. That I'm gonna eat it tonight. This didn't happen. Like, you get 2 or 3 days, it starts getting funky. It just does. I mean, it looks funky. It smells funky. There's juice coming off of it. And Robbie was showing all these comparisons. They have a fantastic video of it. Like, there's nothing. I mean, it's perfect. Like, it's so weeks old. It looked better than. It looked like they had some rockfish fillets that were 2 weeks old that looked better than what you would cut that afternoon.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and all these videos are at AFCO.com. Just search Ikijimi.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you'll see these videos. It's pretty dramatic. It is pretty amazing.
You were saying one of the reasons that you get that longevity is because you got rid of all of the things that turns it funky.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, you've tricked the fillet into knowing it's dead, right? The fillet doesn't know it's dead to start to go into rigor mortis to start to decompose. It doesn't know that, so you've tricked it. So now it's just a fillet. It just lasts longer.
Amazing.
And then, you know, and the last part is you got to cool it down.
Yeah.
Right. So natural consequence of death is body temperature rises. So you want to get them into an ice slurry as soon as possible. Yeah.
Like, do you have to get the guts out? Is that
not necessarily? No. Just get them cooled down. So completely submerged and keep them straight. You know, don't just throw him in the bag on top of a bed of ice. Get him completely submerged so he's totally surrounded with cold water, and that'll bring the core temperature down. And then in the straight line is key, because when you take him out of the kill bag or your fish box and you go to fillet him, you don't want the C-shaped fish on the fillet board where you got to take him and compress him down, right? When you do that, you basically just taken the meat, and you've just ruined it.
Kind of crushed
it apart.
Them.
Yeah, you're just breaking it apart.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'll come out nice and clean and get your fillet on.
Yeah, fantastic.
It's so cool.
Really great stuff.
And you mentioned the videos, Pete. It is like, it's jaw-dropping. I mean, it is the difference is so night and day.
And you can see it.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
with the fish, like, I've done a couple of experiments where I've taken, like, just mackerel. And, you know, I'll do ikijime on one, and I'll do non-ikijime on the other, but I'll leave them whole. I won't even fillet them. And then I'll put them in a Ziploc bag, you know, because air, you don't want any air to get in there. And then I'll just keep them in the refrigerator for a long time. But, you know, I'll do side-by-side comparisons, and you look at the one that's non-ikijime, and he looks like what he should look, just looks like nasty.
Yeah, eyes clouded over.
And then the other one is crystal clear eyes. Silver belly, green back, stripes are all still there. He looks like you just caught it today.
Amazing.
And this is 2 weeks later, and he still looks amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's super, super cool.
That's...
And you do the same thing with the fillets. Like, the fillet of the EKG-made fish is still solid white, beautiful, no, you know, it's not browning, it's not getting any crud on it. And then the other one just looks like death.
Yeah. And with the value of seafood nowadays, it's really a good idea to take really good care of your fish.
Yeah, well, the other part too, and I think this goes back to why I really want to get this going, is if the fish doesn't spoil, there's less waste.
Yes.
So instead of maybe killing 10 yellowtail, which you don't need, people, kill a couple.
Take what you need.
Take good care of it, and it's going to last you a really, really long time.
The other thing I thought was cool was they did this process on fish that people would consider a lower class than other ones. And the best example that you had was rockfish fishing. You know, people always turn their nose up at bocacci, like, I got a bocacci. I'm only here to get reds. That's my favorite. And the difference from a bocaccio that was done the whole system, laying next to a red that was just filleted, 100 times out of 100, if you were just blindly looking, which fillet would you take the bocacci that had that process done every time? I mean, it was night and day.
Wow.
Pure, translucent, white, killer, perfect fillet, cooked up perfect. I mean, it's just, you just get rid of the funkiness.
Sure. Amazing. And, you know, the other thing AFCO has to follow up on all that is this great line of fillet knives now, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell us about those.
Yeah. So AFCO partnered with Boker in Germany. They're one of the world's best knife makers. And we wanted to set out just to make, a super high-end fillet knife. So we partnered up with them, and we have five different knives currently, three, like 8, 10, and a 12-inch with what I call like a scimitar blade, and we have a 7 and a 9-inch, like a flex fillet. You know, everybody has a different style of knife they like to cut with.
What do you like?
I like this, well, depending on what I'm doing, but the 7-inch flex fillet is always in my quiver, and then the 8 and 10-inch scimitars is normally my quiver. And then if I'm going after the big giants, you can't leave home without the 12.
The 12. Yeah. And you brought today, it actually has now a case that you can put all this hardware in, right?
Yeah, this is actually my Ike Jime kit. So this has everything Ike Jime.
And in a nice kit that you can that AFCO with the AFCO branding on it and stuff
yeah.
like that.
So yeah, so it's a knife case, and then you can turn it into your Ike Jime case. So it's got a place to hold your knives. It's got a place to hold your fish spike. There's a little zippered pouch here that can hold all.
AFCO makes a fish spike too.
It's coming. You'll see it at ICAST this
year. Okay, I was going to say, look at that. Yeah. I haven't seen that one yet.
There.
It's coming.
And then we also have, like these absorbent pads.
Those are great.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, and this was just something that just came simple. It's just something that was needed for our industry. I mean, I grew up fishing the boats out of Dana Point. You'd go out and you'd catch, your sand bass or whatever, and the guy would fillet them on the board and dip them in the water and then throw them in the Ziploc bag, and you'd bring your fillets home, and you'd have, like, that inch of goo at the bottom.
Right.
And that inch of goo is just straight bacteria. So if you simply just take one of these absorbent pads out, put it in the Ziploc bag.
In the Ziploc with the fish.
And then you put the fillet on top of it, it'll absorb all of that moisture.
And makes a huge difference. And this is one thing we've talked about when we remove fish from the freezer that Sean from Fisherman's Processing taught us, is wrap it in paper towels. And you see how much as the fish is defrosting, how much moisture is drawn out of that fish by those paper towels. And this is the same process, right?
Yeah.
It's just a little more absorbent, a lot more absorbent.
Yeah, a lot more absorbent. I mean, you go through... Before we, kind of started using these absorbent pads, we were blowing through just rolls and rolls.
Totally. Yeah.
I mean, Costco loved us.
Totally.
Because you can never have enough, right? I mean, you just keep going and going and going. But it makes it a better product.
Way better product, yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up today. So much to talk about. We haven't even touched the surface of the different hardware and different applications that AFCO makes, gaffs, everything else.
It's going to be a great show. Great show and so much to talk about. Like Pete said, there's some fantastic fishing going on right now. We're going to talk more about that in the show. Lots of great info coming your way. We want to hear from you, man. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, join us. There's so much great opportunity, questions for Robbie, all this great stuff we got going on today. And if you want to get us on the phones, it's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can text the show already. Lots of great texts coming through this morning. The text the show option, it's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, free download, easy to get. Just search Let's Talk Hookup in their app store. You'll see the Let's Talk Hookup icon logo and just give that thing a download. It's an easy way to listen to the show, easy way to listen to archive past shows, and it's the only way that you can send your text into the show. Today, at the end of the show, too, we're giving away a really killer prize pack. So if you send us a text question, make sure that you include your contact info, because if you're the lucky winner of that prize, we need to be able to get a hold of you. So make sure you include your name and your phone number in your text message. And basically, at the end of the show, we're going to give away this great prize. We're going to draw a winner from the caller category. We're going to draw a winner from the texter category. And at the very end of the show, Robbie's going to flip a coin, and that's going to determine whether that winner is drawn from our pool of callers or of our texters. So, and speaking of that great prize, how cool is this? Somebody is going to get in on this great Ika GMA action. You're going to get two of the AFCO circuit breaker wires. The first one is an 18-gauge, 20-inch wire. That's kind of like the right size for using the rockfish and the bass and your smaller game fish. We're also doing a 14-gauge, 50-inch wire, and that's for your bigger fish, your bigger tunas and yellowtail and things like that. So you're going to get both those sizes of wire, and so that you can cut them like a pro, Pete, like you were just talking about, you're going to get that great 10-inch AFCO fillet knife. So a really, really cool prize
bracket.
Really
nice prize.
Yeah, man, Robbie, thanks so much. What a rad thing for one of our lucky callers or texters. So, again, if you want to get through, shoot us a text or give us a call, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking. And I got to tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better. Then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link. It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hull weighs about half as much as similar-sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop, right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider and True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Bizzano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090. The phones are totally solid right now. We got tons of time for your calls and texts today. It's going to be a great show.
Yeah, going to be great. Now, big event going on right now. I mean, looking over at Fisherman's Landing as we speak here from the world headquarters. Royal Polaris is unloading. A lot of boats out on the water. And a huge sale at Fisherman's Landing Tackle going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, as we know, this is supposed to be day at the docks time, day at the docks didn't happen this year, and we were just going to let it go. But Day at the Docks is a time when so many of our customers come. It's the traditional last sale event of the year before the season gets rolling, before you're too busy to do something like that. And so
wait a minute, season's already rolling.
So. It is rolling.
Exactly. And we'll talk about that next.
Yeah.
But.
So we're doing it on our own, and we just have this is it. This is our last big event, and we really, really went for it. You know, with it not happening, we've just got a massive sale going on. I mean, it's very much full speed, 6 to 6 both today and tomorrow.
6 to 6 today and tomorrow.
And
then if you come in Monday, the deals aren't there.
Oh, for sure, that is it. That is it.
No, don't even ask.
That is it until Tackle Day in November. There is no reason to be doing this right now. Inventory is hard to come by. People, you know, it all will go at regular price throughout the season, but it's just a customer service thing to our Tackle family to do it, and we are. You know, there's supposed to be a show, so we're doing a show.
Same kind of deals that you had in January?
Identical, yeah.
Really?
AFCO Psycho Fluorocarbons, buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one for any size.
Any size, yep. No limit, equal or lesser value on the free one. You can't buy 220 pounds and get 100 pound, but any equal or lesser value free on fluoro, you pick whatever sizes you want. All of the hooks are buy two, get one free. All of the jigs are buy two, get one free. Plastic and lead heads are buy two, get one free. All of the reels are discounted. All of the reels have free Spectra promos. All of the rods are discounted. I mean, that's everything. That's every brand, every size, every style, everything. It's not
everyone that doesn't go on sale.
Yeah. It's not
on sale.
This is not like a BS, like, oh, it's $10 off. I mean, it's very legitimate.
10%.
Yeah, you're saving real money. That's what I'm saying. It's not an insignificant sale. I mean,
so you could buy, if you can find a CalStar rod.
We got them.
10% off?
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You got them?
Every single one that we have in the rack.
So knife jigs, flat fall jigs. Buy two, get one free?
Buy two, get one free. Both stock, which we have a ton of, or like the kind of Fisherman's Landing Pro Rig, ultra heavy duty hooks.
Those are buy two, get one free?
All buy two, get one free.
Oh, my gosh.
We spent like the last 2 weeks just making up hundreds of, you know, how our sport boats. We kind of talk to all of the guys when they come back from the trips and kind of get the preferred rigging of our boats. So how the long range and overnight and day and a half fleet likes their jigs rigged, we have hundreds of those pre-made, ready to go, all buy two, get one free.
AFCO knives, AFCO Ikajimis?
$20 off of all the AFCO fillet knives. You pick the size. We got all of them in stock. Ikajimi wires.
$20 off?
Yeah, on sale. It's a very real sale. It's very worthy of coming down. We got Steve Carson doing a seminar today at 11 o'clock. We got a great raffle that all the raffle money goes to Friends of Rollo. And, you know, we just kind of put the word out to all of our vendors, like all the people that do stuff with, and we just kind of say, hey, man, we're housing a raffle. All the money's going to Friends of Rollo. Can you send us something? And it's just an overwhelming, of course, we'll send you, you know, so we've got a bunch of really great stuff that people donated, stuff that we donated. So, yeah, we got a great raffle. But, again, it's not a, you know, it's not a BS sale. Like, this is a real deal. You're going to save some serious dough.
Yeah.
And it's
happening today and tomorrow, only live, not online. It's like, you have to come to the store.
There just isn't enough inventory to do a sale thing. And honestly, I mean, obviously we welcome anybody to come down, but this is for our people. This is for our customers. If this was like an unlimited warehouse, of course we would love to send it to everybody, but that wasn't the idea of the sale. The idea was everybody's supposed to have Day at the Docks. They kind of took it from us, so let's give our customers what they were supposed to have.
Fantastic.
And let's do a rad sale.
That's today and tomorrow. Now, here's the other exciting news, is Captain Frank Lopresti, while the Royal Polaris was unloading, came in and gave you some big news while you were setting up this morning, right? Why don't you fill us in?
Things were already going pretty steady, and I was helping a customer, buddy of mine, Craig, this morning. We were talking about knife jigs, and he was saying, yeah, I got a trip, you know, on the Pacifica next week, and I'm hoping the bluefin are up and going. And he overheard that and walked by with a big smile and said, well, just so you guys know, the Fortune already done with limits of bluefin tuna.
They were on
their
overnight trip?
Yeah, they left last night.
Wow.
Limits, they're done. New Luan, limits, done.
Done.
Polaris Supreme, limits, done. Like, there is fantastic.
And they all left last night.
Yeah, yeah, this is all easy. These guys, I think most everybody's on day and a half trips. Easy overnight range. Like, there is no doubt. There's no talking about. There's no maybe. The season is on. I believe every boat that left last night has limits of bluefin. There might be some others that do or don't. I don't know that for sure. But for sure, all of the boats that I know went last night all are already finished with limits of bluefin.
Well, and it was interesting because yesterday afternoon while I was working here overlooking the landing here, I saw all these boats are loading up, man. They're going fishing and looked at the weather. I was like, no wonder the weather's flat, right? It's beautiful.
The grade is fantastic. Yeah. I know there's a couple of boats that had great scores earlier in the week. They had scores last week. The average fish has been like 40 to 90 pounds. Like most of it's like 50 and 60 pounders, but plenty of those 150s in there as well. I mean, it's just awesome.
Game on.
And when it happened last week, I know the Fortune had some stops real close to home. I know there was boats that were farther down that had good hits, like, you know, big spread to the fish. It happened. You know, this was the weekend that it happened, and there's some epic fishing right now.
Yeah, and the weather, you're looking at the weather this next week, looks fantastic.
We'll take it, man.
Yeah.
So exciting stuff going on
the
today.
The season is on.
Yeah, totally.
Well, hey, the show is on, so let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to talk to Robbie.
Well, jam-packed, they certainly are. Let's jump into them and start with Vinny. He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Vinny, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, is that technique the Ikijimi, I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. Is that used just on private boats, or is that also used on the long-range boats?
Yeah, right now it's primarily a private boat deal. I'm hoping that the sport boats will pick it up. But the one thing that you've got to realize with a Royal Polaris or Royal Star or whatever, those guys have a process. And they're really good at doing that process to making sure that, you know, everything's just done, you know, good and quick. So when you add in this extra step, it kind of screws with the process a little bit. So they've got to figure out how to get that done. So we've given wires to, you know, a handful of the boats out there, and they're putting it into, like, experiment mode to see if they're going to do it. I have had several guys that bought the wire and are going to just bring it on the trip and just do it themselves. But I would ask, you know, I would ask the, you know, one of the crew guys on the boat, you know, hey, is this cool? You know, because you're basically making a cut into a fish, and just from a safety perspective, just ask the crew. I don't think they'll care at all, but I think just out of courtesy, you should ask. So as it stands now, it's more of a private boat thing, but I think once the word gets out to Ricky's point on the quality. And a lot of these boats just pride themselves on the quality that they produce. They're going to add this into their arsenal.
Good one. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Real quick, interesting question. Now, from our texters, and again, this texter did not include his phone number or his name.
Come on,
so you can't win the prize, but it's a good question, so you could have won the prize. So make sure you include your phone number and your name. But where exactly do you spike a Dorado? It always seems never get the right spot and can never get them to stop squirming. Man. Really good question.
Dude, no doubt. Yeah. I'm with you.
So Dorado's tough. It's like a cobia, right? Yeah. When they hit the deck of the boat, they go nuts. So if you look between the eyeball and the gill, there's a bone structure. I think we got
like
some
an
fish
eyeball
here.
And a gill.
Between the eyeball and the gill, there's a bone structure. That's called the preoperculum.
Okay.
So if you follow that preoperculum up to the lateral line, that is basically where the brain is located.
Okay.
So that's the part that kind of looks like a gill plate but isn't the gill plate.
Correct.
Like the gill plate several inches farther back, that almost looks like a little secondary flap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're looking at the sea bass on the line here. You can actually see it on that where it is. And
yeah.
So you take that up and go straight up to where the lateral line is.
So the lateral line is, if you, you know, basically just bring your fingers together from the preoperculum up to the lateral line, right there is basically a good spot.
Where they join and
is a general location.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, when you do it and if the fish's mouth doesn't open and, you know, the fins don't, you missed.
Yeah, you didn't get it.
Just keep going.
Keep going.
Until you get that reaction.
Yeah. All right. And then basically the same process with the Ikijimi wires, just cut the tail and run it right
yes.
up.
Yep.
Yeah, that's fine there.
And you made a great point, like seeing people run the wire down the spinal cord. You know, I know the Royal Star, that's, you know, one of the treatments that they do to their fish. Those guys spike it in the head and run the wire down the head. That nerve canal, it runs from head to tail, so it can be done from either side. those guys do it to thousands of tuna a year, and they make it look very easy. The advantage of doing it at the tail is you're looking directly at it. So you see where you need to put the wire. If you're doing it from the head, you're just kind of fishing around. And, again, once you've done thousands of them, you probably find it super easy.
Yes.
But for the layman, for the me, for the guy that doesn't do this all the time, cutting the tail, it's just a visual thing. Like, boom, there's the spinal cord, there's the spinal canal, slide it through there.
Yeah, we recommend the tail because it's easier. If we promoted going through the head, you're going to get frustrated.
Exactly.
And then it's going to take too much time, and I need to be in the water. I need to be fishing more. I can't be spending time screwing around with this fish. So if you go through the tail, it's just simple.
Yeah.
And it's fast. But once you master it, right, you go through the head. I mean, you watch videos. You go to YouTube and just type in Ikejime, and you'll see a bunch of videos. They're all in Japanese, like really cool ones. But you see these guys, like, process hundreds of rockfish, you know, in seconds.
That's
and it's
crazy.
All through the head. It's just boom, boom, boom. But, they, you know, they know
they do a lot.
That's what they do for a living.
And you can get better at it.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's find out what's biting down in the Baja, Rick.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today with the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Today, that report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as now your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, the famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. Also, check out that brand new ceviche spice. Mm-hmm. I love that one. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or call for details and order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And if you're going to take such good care of your fish by using this process, you owe it to yourself to take that well taken care of fish, whether you do this AFCO process to Fisherman's Process.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Like you did your due diligence in catching the fish, and then you did your due diligence in caring for it as best as it could be. Now take the final step and have somebody that expertly fillets it, expertly packs it, 5 mil back. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You put a lot of work into that process. Let's get everything out of
there
it.
There you go.
Totally.
All right.
Hey, let's talk to the cast man. He's standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, Ricky, Pedro.
Cass man.
Hey, Pete, by the way, that was my text. I forgot to put my name and phone number.
Ah, okay, all right. I'll put it down for Cass man. Gotcha, Cass.
Yeah.
Of course you were asking about Dorado, right?
Yeah, it's mine too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that really interests me, so, yeah, I've decided to text it in there. But well, Loretto's still on fire with the yellowtail. You know, we've been talking about this for the last few weeks. A good friend, Joe Barsimo, was down there with his wife and his daughter midweek, and they fished one day, and they had four really nice yellowtail, 20 to 30 pounds. He says in the morning they're basically fishing fly lining live bait. And then as it moves into around, late morning or noontime, they're starting to yo-yo off the bottom and doing well that way. He said the boat's been going just about opposite ways. Some are going to San Bruno, others are going up to Coronado, others are going over to Carmen Island on the backside there. So the fish are all around the Loretto area. So guys want to catch yellowtail, man, now's the time to go. And of course, they're starting to pick up a few small roosters along the beaches there. Sierras all the time along the beach. So it's, like I say, it's really good fishing going on. Loretto. Moving down to San Jose del Cabo there. Talked with Eric Brixton this week of Gordo Banks Pongas, and he basically said that there's a changing of the water temperatures there. It seems like there's going through some green water right now. But they did have a few signs of the tuna, which they hadn't seen in a while up inside those banks just around the corner there from Punta Gordo, the San Luis, the island, and some out the Gordo. So it looks like the tuna are going to start coming back in there. They've been kind of absent there since November when we were down there with our Wahoo Rumble. Dorado bites has slowed, but they're still getting a few, some over 30 pounds, so that's good news. And, of course, they're starting to fish a little bit more bottom fish now at some of the banks there, out at the Gordo. They've been getting some amberjack. I think they had a couple up there were 30- and 40-pound class amberjack. You got the red snappers starting to come in now, those really good Wachinangos, so some good fishing going down there. But that's the report for this week, guys. Anybody wants to book a trip into Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, give us a call at Cast Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Always love hearing those great Loretto reports. Always love hearing all the great reports, Cast, man. Great job, as always. And, yeah, we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Rick. Take care.
Thanks, Cast.
Thanks, Cast, man. Appreciate that very much. All right. Hey, phones are packed up, but before we go.
When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details. Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time this morning. Phone's been packed up. Again, if you want to get through, give us a call at 213-432-1090.
All right, let's jump in the phones, Rick. They're packed up. They want to talk to Robbie.
You got it, man. How about we talk to Douglas, calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning. You know, what you say is about preparing the fish is very informative, but I didn't understand why you would not gut the fish. Why you're not concerned about the bacteria in the digestive system of the fish?
Yeah, because the reason behind that is if you bled the fish properly, you've got all that basically bacteria load. While there is bacteria load in the gut, as long as it's not cut, it's secure. But
it's
not going to leach out. So if you nick that or if you cut it, then yeah, get it out. If you have the time. Go ahead and take
it. Doesn't hurt
to take it out. It's just everybody when you're talking about fishing is there, you know, the process takes so long. I want to get back in the water.
Sure.
So if you have the time, then definitely do that. It'll help cool the fish down much quicker when you open up the cavity and you can get ice and water inside that cavity. That's a great question. But that's why.
Let's throw this out. You're in a they're biting. You're in a yellowtail bite, and they're biting. And, you know, sometimes the window is short. Okay, can you land a few fish and let them kind of sit on the deck for 10 minutes and then do the process, or are you really defeating the whole process?
You actually have a window. So the longer you wait, the not as great as it's going to be, but it's still going to be very, very good. So we recommend in that situation, when the fish comes over the rail, spike them, bleed them. So just get the blood
get that process going
and just throw them into the bucket.
Okay.
Right? Get back to fishing.
All right.
You got about a half an hour window.
Oh, okay.
So you've got plenty of time to catch the fish and then go ahead and finish
them
off.
As long as you which spiking and bleeding takes seconds.
Yeah.
So you can get you know, between putting your bait and putting another bait back on or dropping your jig, you're back in the water really very quickly and then go back within
a
half an hour
and
do the ikijimi. And then get them on ice. Yeah. All right. Very good.
That's a great question. Yeah.
Good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. I have a great text here, and it's from Craig in Ocean Beach. When running a wire down the spine, is it obvious where the wire goes, or is it easy to misplace the wire and possibly damage the meat rather than hitting the nervous system?
Yeah, when you go through the tail, you can go on the website, and you'll see it.
AFCO.com.
AFCO.com.
And how do you find that particular, because the website's extensive.
Yeah, just go into, just type in EKGMA in the search engine
it'll
come right up.
Or you can go into Tackle and then Fish Care.
Yes.
And you'll see it there too.
Yes.
Yeah.
But on the spine itself, on top of the spine, you'll see a hole. There's a hole there, and you can visibly see that. That is the neural canal. That's where it needs to go.
Yeah.
If you miss it and you run the wire up, you're not really damaging
because the wire's thin.
It's super thin, yeah. So, you'll know. I mean, the second you put that wire in the neural canal, when you touch the spinal cord with that wire, you know.
You'll see a reaction from the fish. Yeah.
And it just goes up. It goes up with not much resistance, where if you're pushing it through the meat or you're pushing it along the spinal cord, you feel the much greater resistance than you would. Like, once you're in that canal, it just kind of boop, 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 boop.
Yep.
It just slides right up.
Yeah. I want to go fishing just to try it out.
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to profess like I'm an expert. The only reason I even know that is because Robbie came down, to show us this thing. It is. It's one of those things that it's not the easiest thing to visualize when you see it. It was just like the light bulb goes off. But, when you run it up that's why I think the tail section is such the call. When we all become experts, for sure, but the tail just flat out. I mean, you see it. You see what you're doing. And it's shown in the video, too. But, once you make that tail cut and you kind of bend the tail in half, everything just kind of pops out at you. Like, okay, there's my spot. Slide the wire through.
Do it, yeah. And I've seen it physically on the Royal Star, what happens when they run the wire up.
Yeah.
And the fish is laying on the deck for several minutes.
Yes.
And then they run the wire up. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's alive.
It's still alive, right? Yeah. So you actually visualized it, for sure. Hey, before we jump into the phones, back in the phones, I got to mention, we set up our 2013 trip. People were wanting to go back to Whaler's Cove Lodge.
Yeah,
and so we set up a date with them in 2023 because they're so popular. In June of 2023, we've set it up, put it up about a month ago. Out of the 24 spots we have, there's two spots left.
Get out of here.
Yeah, two spots left. So
that's for next year.
For June of 2023. So if you were thinking about going to Whaler's Cove Lodge in June of 2023 with the Let's Talk Hookup Davis Boats group, you better get on it because there's just two spots left. So whalerscovelodge.com, just contact them and say you want the Let's Talk Hookup Davis boat to those last two spots and get on it and go fishing with us.
It is.
Yeah,
that's
for
cool.
sure. The other thing I want to mention too is this week's edition of Western Out There News, loaded with good information. Salmon season starts this month, and a lot of stuff's happening. So, turkey season's on. They talk about the new carb thing that we skirted there, and of course, a lot of good bass fishing information and tuna fishing too. So, check it out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News.
Hey. A great text came through.
Yeah.
If you want to join in us on the text, again, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. This is from Big Dave in Ladera Ranch. Says, my question is, how often do I need to replace the wire, and can it be cleaned enough to be used season after season? It's from Dave in Ladera Ranch.
Good question.
Yeah, Dave, these are commercial grade, which means they go on boats that that do this day in and day out on hundreds and hundreds of fish. So for us private boaters or guys going out on sport boats, that cable will last you a lifetime.
Yeah.
You know, and it's soap and water at the end of the day, dry it out, you're good to go.
And how much is a cable?
The smaller cables retail at $29, and then they go up to $89, depending on the length and the gauge.
And today at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and tomorrow, you can get it on sale.
You got it.
Yeah, so jump on it. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Sounds good. Roy from San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Roy?
Hey, good morning, guys. You know, when I saw his name, I didn't know he was just the hardware guy, but I had a real quick question on the shorts. I left the surface, and I saw something about the they have a waterproof pocket on the shorts for something like that. Do you guys have them in storage or sale, Ricky?
I don't know if any of the shorts that we carry have the waterproof pocket. We do, you know, we do several of the shorts. I mean, the beauty of AFCO is they make so many different things for all of the different applications. We have quite a few different. I don't believe any of ours have that waterproof pocket, but a great.
But you can buy it at AFCO.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just search waterproof pocket. Go on the clothing side, and you'll find it.
Yeah, they have a. I mean, they have a really good selection of all of, you know, of all of that kind of stuff.
So, I mean, the shorts are the best. That's all I wear.
Yeah, and all of them are $15 off.
Really?
Yeah, no matter what pair.
No matter what pair it is, $15 off at Fisherman's Landing Tackle today and tomorrow.
Yeah, all the shorts, $15 off. First run T-shirts, we have, $5 off. But we have a big selection of closeout T-shirts that are $10. So brand new, killer, AFCO, you know, T-shirts, yeah, $10.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, big sale. Very worthy of making the trip down.
And I saw you had a tent outside, but all the product is inside.
Right? Yeah, it's an in-store sale. The tent is for the Steve Carson seminar.
The Steve Carson seminar, which is at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. You got it.
All right. And the Rollo raffle goes?
One at 10 o'clock, one at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
So we got one for the morning guys, one for the afternoon guys. The tickets all stay in there, so if you want to, you know, if you want to come down, get in the raffle, head on down to Point Loma Seafoods, get a sandwich, do some shops, and do some cruising, you know, you're eligible for both, but we wanted to make sure that we had one for the kind of earlier guys and one for the later guys.
And you have to be present.
You do have to be present.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Let's jump back in the phones. Thanks a lot for the call, by the way.
Jim, National City's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. I wanted to talk about in the process, when you get to the fillets in your baggie and you're going to put them in your refrigerator, is it acceptable to take those bag fillets, put them in submerged ice water, and keep them several days like that ice and water slush, keep those fillets submerged there for several days? Is that acceptable?
No. And the reason why, you don't want to have any moisture. Once you've cut your fish, you don't want to rinse it at all. Like no fresh water, no salt water, no nothing. You're basically just spreading bacteria through the fish. So paper towels, the absorbent pads are your best friend.
That AFCO absorbent pad is perfect.
Is perfect for that. So once you fillet your fish, put them in the Ziploc bag, put that absorbent pad
in there.
So
when you fillet, you do not rinse.
Do not rinse.
Don't put them in the bucket and rinse them.
I have so much trouble with that. I always do. I just like,
because you want to just wash off kind of the stuff.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that.
No, you want to just use.
Now, why?
It just spreads. Like the water will just spread the bacteria through it versus if you use an absorbent pad or paper towels, you're pulling that moisture off.
Okay.
You're pulling it away.
I was the same question because I rinse. I mean, I just do. Like visually, to me, it always looks cleaner. One of the big things that Robbie said was if you spend the time doing this process, you bleed it as good as you should, and you do all these things, your fish, when you go to cut it, is so much cleaner. You don't need, you know, like if there's still blood in the meat and blood everything else, and you got a dirty knife and you got all those things, cleaning your knife makes a big difference. You know, when you make your cut. So, like, you know, if you cut through and you got slime and everything on your knife, just wipe your blade off with that paper towel so you're always using a clean blade. Like, I have a big problem. I'm a rinser of my fillet. I know you're not supposed to, but it's what I do. But, you know, Robbie said it's like a big deal.
Don't do it. So Robbie, when you put the fish in the bag and you eat it fresh within whatever time, or you freeze it and come unpackage it, can you rinse the fillet then? Before you cook it?
No.
You don't want to do that either?
Don't want to do that either.
Oh, really?
And the other thing, too, when you're doing...
So you just pat it dry.
Pat them dry.
Pat them dry, and then do whatever process.
Keep an absorbent pad or paper towels in the bag the whole time until you're ready to
What if you have, like, scales and stuff on it?
Then you get a little bit of scale on there. Wipe it off.
My favorite part of all this is that we're asking the guy that doesn't eat fish. Yeah. It pisses me off so much. It pisses me off so much that the guy knows so much more about taking care of my filet and doesn't eat them. Like, I can't begin to tell you. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here. Another full hour. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pagas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.